It was dusk as we stood in rows along the ancient pier on Spitfire Beach. Today, the atmosphere was heavy with fate. The beach was often overwhelming in its silence. They said it was the ghost of past crashes. The wind whipped at our grey faces, keeping us awake. A harrier swooped down towards us, mistaking our discarded objects for food. It was a strange affair, each one of us clutching the box of papers and books to be thrown into the sea. The contents not destroyed, but floating into oblivion. Some papers might travel as far as Messerschmitt, yet to be discovered. I imagine them found by a distant being who tried to piece the papers together like a jigsaw. The hurricane would be here in 3 days. The predictions were never wrong. The papers would appear as if part of the devastation. A splash of seawater hit my face, the cold biting into it like a sand gnat. These insects frequented the beach at dusk. I was one person away from emptying out my own crate, and I felt an overwhelming urge to keep the traces of who I was. As the lid was taken off, the plans of my Lancaster house were ripped from the pile to be scattered by the wind, each paper slowly slicing into the surface of the water. I saw a postcard lift itself up, and as it twirled gracefully in midair, I stretched and could see its picture of Mosquito Bay. When we visited as children, the bay seemed exotic, an enchanted white peninsula. With the new friends I made every year, we created a hawk den where we secretly observed the boatmakers. The final year we inhabited the den, we watched in awe as the workers constructed the Eurofighter, named to instill hope in the new nation. It was wrecked by a typhoon on its first voyage. This was the last of my papers in the box. An old photograph from my days in the Legion. The men I stood next to were no longer here. I removed it and slipped it into my pocket. The Kitty Hawk camera moved in toward me. I had been seen trying to preserve.